T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Elton.
I'm Rob Archer, and for Vicki Moore, a top local story. The deadline is here. This is the day that the homeless are supposed to be off of Venice Beach and the boardwalk. A couple of hundred homeless were estimated to be living there before a recent push began to get them into housing.
I'm on the northern end of the strip off Rose Avenue, and the boardwalk itself seems completely emptied. All the homeless tents and all the trash, everything's gone, it looks like, anyway. At least on this stretch. The effort to move the homeless out and into housing started weeks ago, perhaps sparked by comments from the sheriff, who vowed to deal with it. A man who works down here tells me this cleanup is working.
Oh, it's going great. I mean, there's massive movement. There was like hundreds of tents here last month, hundreds of homeless people walking around. Now there's hardly any. There's only a few.
He pointed out there are a number of tents on the sand itself this morning, not far from the water, but officials contend that as of 12:01 this morning, that was the deadline. No more camping on the beach. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, the home of the mayor was vandalized by protesters angry about him signing that law restricting homeless encampments. Police telling CBS 2 that the demonstration last night by a couple of dozen people at the mayor's residence in Hancock Park began peacefully, but then things changed.
Unfortunately, around midnight, they were a little bit loud and boisterous and were getting a little out of hand, so that's why we decided to try to give them a dispersal order, and we arrived, ready to go, and they weren't here.
And now, before they cleared out, some of the protesters left behind graffiti and a lot of trash. That measure that was signed by the mayor yesterday makes it illegal for homeless people to camp out on most city streets or in many of the other public areas.
Ventura County reporting what's believed to be its first so-called breakthrough COVID-19 death of someone who was fully vaccinated. Health officials say the victim was an 89-year-old man who had pre-existing conditions. New data also shows about 10% of the county's new COVID cases since June 15th have involved people who are vaccinated. That's more than twice the rate reported earlier. But most breakthrough victims suffer few, if any, symptoms.
There's a survey out this morning that says the renters here in L.A. County are behind on rent in the billions of dollars.
The USC-UCLA study says nearly half of tenants in the county are on average behind $2,800 in their rent.
And if you tot it all up, it means in L.A. County people are about $3 billion behind on their rent.
The USC Lusk Center's Richard Green tells CanX the good news is there's now both state and federal rental assistance programs to help. However, he points out the people who used a credit card to keep up with their rent are out of luck.
Certainly with the stimulus checks, that helped, but we need to think about how do we help people who don't appear to be behind on rent, but have put themselves in a hole somewhere else.
The survey finds the debt of renters rose sharply as the COVID crisis dragged on and many turned to a credit card to stay in their homes. 37% of renters in the survey took out an emergency or payday loan. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And a new study finds that contrary to a lot of expectations, rents actually went up rather than down in most of LA County during the height of the COVID outbreak. USC researchers looked at 9 cities across the county. They found that during the 12 months ending in May, rents fell in only 3 of them, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, and Santa Monica. They went the other way in all 6 of the other cities, which are more suburban, with Santa Clarita and Calabasas having some of the biggest rent spikes.
LA County DA being sued. He's being accused of retaliating against a top prosecutor handling cases against minors.
Her job was to prosecute juveniles accused of crimes here in Los Angeles County. She supervised a division of 50 prosecutors within the LADA's office. Now Deputy District Attorney Sean Randolph is suing her boss, District Attorney George Gascón. She alleges that Gascón demoted her for disagreeing with his policy of not filing enhancements and strikes on defendants accused of violent and serious crimes. An attorney for Randolph tells KNX that as of now, Gascón has not yet been served with this lawsuit by one of his deputy DAs. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
No court action today in the L.A. murder trial of real estate heir Robert Durst, and testimony not set to resume until Tuesday. But the lawyers for both sides are going to be back in court on Monday when the judge will consider another request by the defense to either dismiss or delay the case because of Durst's serious medical problems. He's accused of killing a friend in her Benedict Canyon home more than two decades ago.
A court hearing today for the man accused of shooting those two teens Monday inside the Corona movie theater. The suspect's supposed to enter her pleas in what the prosecutors describe as an unprovoked attack. Both victims shot in the head. Rhonda Goodrich died on the scene. Her date, Anthony Barajas, he's on life support. A vigil for him to be held tonight at Mater Dei High School, where he graduated a couple of years ago.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.